We were talking about your friend Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor, who you had to train up. What was you,
right.
He's a Millwall supporter, by the
way.
Well,
yeah, that's what sort of brought me to it, because I know you're a Millwall supporter.
Yes,
so is he. Avid Millwall.
That's the most extraordinary thing you've reminded me of. How did that happen?
Well, I think he grew up in South London for 10 or 12 years of his life, so he's a huge Millwall fan and an incredible actor, of course.
Oh, of course, the best.
And I trained him, and I had the great pleasure of training him for the movie The Boxer in 1997. And
what do you tell an actor when they do that? I mean, it's tough, isn't it?
Because you can either tell them they're crap or they're good.
What's the first thing if you only had a day with an actor and said, look, there's no chance, but I've got to make you look like it.
Yeah.
How do you make somebody look like a boxer, Larry?
Well, I mean, he spent 2.5 years getting ready for this part. We met in 95 and we didn't start principal photography until March in 1997. And he sparred probably 550 rounds. He took it very seriously. He trained twice a day.
But what I'm thinking of, if an actor gets in, and what's the biggest mistake that non-pros make by thinking about boxing? He gets in the ring, stands like this or something. What's the biggest mistake they make?
The biggest mistake, first of all, is thinking they can do it. It's because it's very, very difficult. But he persevered and he sparred British champions. He sparred a fellow called Jeff McCreesh. He sparred Colin Dunn.
Oh, well.
He sparred, so many great rounds.
And yet, he couldn't have stepped into the ring. As good as he was, he couldn't have been a boxer.
The funny thing is, by the time he was finished, I promise you, Danny, he was 39 years old, and I was working as a commentator all over the country.
Yeah.
And I promise you, he could eliminate the top 5 middleweights in the country. He could have been as good.
Really?
Daniel
Day-Lewis.
I swear to God, the last day, I keep saying that, and I shouldn't. I sound like there'd be people who'd be offended by me.
No,
saying
but you know what?
I don't mean to be like that.
It's a commitment.
On my birthday, the 28th of February in 1997, he sparred 8 rounds with the British welterweight champion. And you couldn't separate them. And I know Jeff was taking it easy with him, but at the end of it all, he was that good.
Yeah.
And
very,
very impressive. And
he's a Millwall supporter.
He's tough, you know.
Yeah, you bet.